Hi there. My name is Rory Clark. I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and will make you aware of some of his attributes. And to help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use the Creator Clock to help you recognize a few of the many things that are unique and special about your Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 5 o'clock. God is righteous. And that's today's lesson. God is righteous. What is righteousness? If you look in the dictionary at the definition of righteousness, it says that righteousness is a word that describes someone who is upright, moral, virtuous, right, genuine, justified, good, honest, and fair. That's a great description of God, but here's what I know for sure. That is not a description of me, and that is not a description of you, even on our best days. At best, we could describe ourselves as regularly engaging in self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is defined as conduct that is smugly moralistic and completely intolerant of the opinions and behaviors of others. It's legalism, self-righteousness. That's me. That's you. But God has feelings about self-righteousness. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says, "All of us have become like a woman who is unclean." That's a woman who is menstruating. "And all of our self-righteous deeds are like a used tampon." Our self-righteousness is repugnant to God. Well, the biblical standard of righteousness requires us to match God's own righteousness, which is absolute perfection in all things. We must match God in every attribute, in every attitude, in every behavior, and in every word all the time. God's laws, as given in the Bible, not only describe the Lord's character, but they also describe the perfect standard to which the Lord holds every creature. Absolute righteousness is a requirement if you want to live with God forever in heaven. Well, it's pretty depressing if you think that every waking moment of every day that you must match God's own perfection in every attribute, in every attitude, in every behavior, in every word, all the time. I can't do it, and neither can you. Thank God the Father that He took care of the righteousness problem for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says this: "God the Father made the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in union with Him." The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, our sovereign God, is righteous means that He is perfect. It means that He is free from sin. It means that He always does the right thing. It means that He is incapable of sin. It means that He is impeccable in every way. And because He is absolute righteousness in His very being, that makes Him absolutely different from us, His creatures. And thus it makes Him completely qualified to evaluate us. God the Father, who has perfect righteousness, is perfectly satisfied with His perfect Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Father is only satisfied by the Son's perfectly satisfactory payment at the cross on our behalf, that payment being the Lord's shed blood. Because Christ is the only payment for sin that ever mattered to God the Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ has paid for sin once and for all time at the cross, for all of His creatures, believers and unbelievers alike. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 say this: "My little children, believers in Christ, I, John, am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins," and of course all of us do, "we have an advocate with God the Father." Who is that? Jesus Christ, the only righteous one. 1 John 2, 2. "And the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation, big word that means a big thing. He is the only perfectly satisfactory payment in the eyes of God the Father. And not for our sins as believers in Christ only, but also for the sins of the whole world, for the sins of unbelievers as well. So your self-righteous actions concerning your desire to cover your own sins are irrelevant and insulting to God. They are a complete waste of your time. The Lord Jesus Christ has your sins covered. Well, the Bible has plenty to say about the Lord's righteousness. Psalm 48:10 says, "As in your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness." Psalm 119:142, "Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth." Proverbs 11:4, "Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death." That's a warning to the rich people who are unbelievers that their riches will do nothing for them in the day of wrath. Proverbs 15:9, "The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord." Wickedness is the opposite of righteousness. But the Lord loves the one who pursues righteousness. Righteousness means that God always knows the perfect thing to do. And God always does the perfect thing, especially on your behalf. What does it mean to you if God's standard of measure is righteousness? Matthew chapter 5, verse 20 says, "For I, the Lord Jesus Christ, say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." In other words, your righteousness better be the same righteousness as God's, not the same righteousness as the scribes or Pharisees who were self-righteous. What the Lord means is if you don't have the same righteousness of God, you will not be going to heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, "Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Ruh-roh. The problem is you're not perfect like your heavenly Father. Ruh-roh. You're doomed. You know you're not perfect. God knows you're not perfect as well. You didn't come to earth in a state of righteousness. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is no creature who is righteous, not even one." And unfortunately, you can't manufacture your own righteousness. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "All have sinned and keep on falling short of the glory of God." The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Well, I must have missed those. I'll read it to you. "Now, apart from the Mosaic law, the righteousness from God has been made clearly visible, being witnessed to by the Mosaic law in sacrificial offerings and being witnessed to by the Old Testament prophets in direct statements." Romans 3:22, "A righteousness that comes as a gift from God the Father through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for whosoever, for there is no distinction." It's my fault. I didn't put little slashes in there. But at the moment when you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life, God gives you his own righteousness as a free gift. And this is called imputed righteousness. And when we place our faith in Christ, God credits the perfect righteousness of Christ to our account so that we become perfect in God the Father's sight. God changes us at that moment. So if you want to have righteousness, you have to get it as a free gift from God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says this: "When you have that righteousness, you can claim, 'I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives indwelling me. And the resurrection life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me unconditionally and who gave himself up for me.'" God is perfect. He is free from sin, and he wants you to have the same perfection, his righteousness as a free gift. So all you have to do is hold out your hand. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 5 o'clock. God is righteous. So if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barah.com. BARAHministries.com. We have two different 1 hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If your friends like them, get some new friends. Now, seriously, if you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. And to our friends in different countries, we say hello. Thanks very much to those of you who have helped us financially so far. And when you give, do it because you've been given too, and because not because you have to give, but because you want to give. And keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.